This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. On your cell, dial pound law. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bacon, not bacant. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity, honey butter goodness is spread, and the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the sound of Jeff's first ever low and slow Applewood smoked pork shoulder. And this...
Yes, yes, yes! Yes!
...is the sound he made when it fell right off the bone. Yeah, are you okay there, Jeff?
Oh, it's beautiful!
Backyard grilling leaves the best marks. Kingsford. For recipes and inspiration, visit kingsford.com.
I'm Kelly Erb with Marksmansdorf Realtors, and I just had to ask. Sheldon, did you really just buy a set of golf clubs and you never tried them out?
Yep, that's right.
And Sheldon, didn't you tell me whenever you buy a car, you never test drive it?
Again? Yep.
Don't you think that's pretty bizarre since you always tell people to talk to two or three agents when they sell their home?
Yes, it is. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, and I'm also with Marksmansdorf Realtors with Kelly. It's funny, we tell people that you should always talk to more than one agent to find out not only what they think about your home, but more importantly, what they will do for you. And you really need to make sure and include us in the interview process.
I agree, because how are you going to find out about our strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option? And as people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn.
That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten and Kelly Erb. Call or email us at memphisrelocate.com or 682-1868. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
No. All right, we're back. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
Interesting news brought to us by Adrian Wojnarowski yesterday that involves a friend of the show, Evan Daniels. Former 247 recruiting director, is leaving. We've had Evan Daniels on the show quite a bit, you know, over the years. Does a really good job. I've known him probably for, you know, 10 years, going back to when I worked at Scout. He was really, really helpful in kind of getting me started over there with what the website was called. Do you remember the website that I wrote for? If you remember, I'll give you $12.
Why 12, first off? It was a Scout.
What was the Tiger website called, though? There was a name for the website that I wrote for. It was Scout, but like there was like a Memphis branch.
Memphis Go Scout Go.
Close. Tiger Authority.
Ah!
Do you remember Tiger Authority?
Now that
Authority?
You mention it, yes, I do. Yes, it comes right back, John.
Yeah.
The memories come rushing back.
Yeah, Tiger Authority. I covered.
Isn't that where the CA got you from to cover recruiting?
Yeah.
From right there.
Exactly.
From Tiger Authority.
Yep.
Yeah.
Evan is leaving 247 to become a college basketball coaching agent. He's going to represent coaches as part of CAA, which is the big boy. Like, that's the big, it's the big boy in you know, college basketball and in the NBA as well. I mean, you have some others like Clutch, but CAA is a big one, right? Creative Artists Agency. He's joining up with Jimmy Sexton and another guy, which is just really fascinating news. And you know, it is amazing. There's just a very fine line in these sort of circles. You know, you get to develop these relationships with college basketball coaches when you do what Evan does, you know, because
right.
You see these kids, you're all around the country, you're at events that maybe they're not. So you do it for long enough, and Evan's been doing it for, you know, 20 years, basically, then you're going to become, a relied upon source. You yourself are going to become an authority in recruiting. And that's, obviously he's developed these great relationships with these coaches. He breaks news all the time. You know, these coaches give him stuff and have a relationship and trust him. And he is parlaying that into being an agent and representing and negotiating their contracts. Now, I do find it interesting. Like, that's a totally – even though, like, there are themes of the same thing, like, you have to have relationships, right? Like, when you're an agent, you have to have relationships with these coaches. You also almost have to have relationships with the schools as well, like the ADs, like the boosters, the powers that be, you know, because you're trying to get top dollar. So that, to me, is going to be the part that is interesting for Evan. It's like, I know he can secure the clientele. You know, like, I think he can secure guys to join up with him. But how is he going to do on the negotiating side of it? You know what I mean? Like, or is he going to do the negotiating side of it? Like, is it going to be a situation where he's a recruiter, you know, where he's kind of like, he reels him in, and then Jimmy handles the negotiation?
Oh, yeah.
You think that's how it goes?
Then that letter, how you do it?
Well, so then who gets the point?
Just like, like we talked about, Penny's got to finalize the deal, right? You bring him in. You got the great relationships with your Mike, whether you're Tony, whether you're Cody, you got Toppert, but Penny's the one in the end who's got to finish it off. And that in this case, CAA, Sexton, those are the guys that are finishing it off, right? They're going to take advantage of Evan's contacts, of all the relationships that he has, and see him possibly like as a gold mine, I would imagine, because of those relationships. Get him in here, Evan. We'll close it down. We'll finish the deal. That's the way I envision it.
But when you're negotiating contracts, I don't know what it is in college, but I know in the NBA it's 4 points on the contract, right? Like, you get 4 points. So if you get, I don't know, it may be higher in college. I have no idea. But, I mean, so you're split. Does Evan get 50%?
Oh, I have no idea. The CAA, I imagine, gets its cut.
Yes.
Evan gets paid a salary, a very hefty salary, I would imagine.
Oh, you think he gets a salary as opposed to just
the
commission?
I'm guessing. And he probably does get that commission, though, is more when you're – he's got to get some cut for bringing them in.
Exactly.
Yes,
they're
going to get the majority of it. He'll get some little small cut, I would imagine, to go with what's a pretty nice hefty salary. I would imagine, but CAA is going to make the majority of the money.
Yeah, I it may be.
Sound absolutely fascinated by it, almost as if you'd consider it yourself.
Well, no, I mean, I definitely would not want to. That's a hard ass industry.
Well, I'll say this: Evan dresses like an agent already. Dude is sharp as a tack, and I've always thought, man, guy that covers college basketball recruiting, and let's face it, he covered college basketball too during the season. That dude is one sharp-dressed brother. He dresses more like an agent. He's been dressing for this spot for quite some time. That's the thing. You always see him in some dapper purple suit that he got from Italy. You know what I mean? Evan is one fine-dressed dude who clearly is super talented at what he does, too, had reached a point where he was the go-to guy on pretty much everybody when it comes to many of these top recruits. He was breaking the news. So I'm happy for Evan. He'll do fine, and I'm sure he's going to make quite a bit more money than he was.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely a raise.
That's the other part of it.
But, like the only thing, here's a good part about it. Evan is joining CAA. That's the stable you want to be a part of. But it's just
a monster.
It's a competitive-ass industry, man. You know, like, you're going at it with you know, titans. You know, I mean, you're trying to.
Yeah, but dude's already a grinder. You have to be to make all those calls, to have all those contacts like he does and break all that news.
For sure.
So I'm sure that's how he's looking at it. I'll just continue to grind,
no
make
doubt.
The calls. And I'll beat those folks.
Right, but it is just a little different though when you're talking about managing somebody's money or, you know, negotiating somebody's money. Like I love you, but like, do I necessarily want you like negotiating my money? Like,
well,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. When it comes to that and him making the final call on that, I imagine that'd be a great deal of time before he's there and cutting the deals himself,
mm-hmm.
just between the team and
yeah.
and the coach he represents. CAA gonna handle that. You know, it's especially early on, as he gets, you know, accustomed to this side of it. As he gets accustomed to those kind of negotiations and that kind of thing. I imagine at some point maybe he's there. Maybe he's doing it. Maybe he grows to a point in that agency where he's right there at the top and he's cutting most of those deals himself. But I got to imagine early on you're gonna have some guardrails on him, you know,
yeah.
as he gets used to the
He'll do
the
very well there. He'll do very well there. You know, it's
a lot of people changing up organizations and jobs.
So the CAA actually just lost – a lot of guys. This is actually in response to, this is in response to them losing Brett Just, as well as Leon Rose and Worldwide West. So they're trying to replenish the, you know,
right out with the Knicks.
Yeah. yeah. So anyway, there's the news. Evan Daniels is now a part of CAA, friend of the show. Maybe someday he'll come on and talk to us, you know, about the move. I'm not sure. When you become an agent, though, like, you're almost in anonymity, you know, all the time. But maybe he'll come on and talk to us about it. But there you go, Evan Daniels, leaving the recruiting business.
Why can't he do the same thing as Wes did for him? Again, relationship.
Yeah.
That's what Wes brought to the table.
Yeah, no, he can't. I mean, I
and how many deals do you think Wes was making? You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
in the end, you're bringing them to the table because of all the relationships you have. Nobody better than Evan in terms of that right now. And they go so high because, again, he's dealing with all levels of coach. And in many of these cases, because of those dealings, they trust you as it is. You're going to be telling them, hey, come over and listen to what my guy Sexton's got to say. Come over and listen to CAA. You're probably going to do it because you trust Evan. You trust he's going to be looking out for you. And I got to imagine it's much in the same way of a World Wide West in terms of you're trying to take advantage of your CAA of Evan's relationships.
Exactly. Like, you remember Dave Tellup when he left?
Yes, he went to San Ann, didn't he?
Yeah.
San Antonio?
Still there.
Okay.
Been there for 7 years.
Now, he's sort of – he did what Hollinger, right, kind of did in terms of you were the writer who went into a front office, into an organization,
right.
NBA, whereas this is different for Evan. He's going to represent coaches. But, yes, Tellup changed gears. So did Hollinger. He was at ESPN before he went to the Grizzlies. Now he's back, the Athletic. But that those two were similar. This one a little bit different that, you know, he's going to represent coaches.
Alex Klein –
Klein, that's right. I still hear from him occasionally.
He's a scout for the Knicks now.
So I still hear from him occasionally. Knew he was off the recruiting gig.
Sports Illustrated, Luke Wynn, he works for the Raptors as a scout. He used to cover college basketball for Sports Illustrated. And Lee Jenkins works for the Clippers.
See, initially I thought that's what this was for Evan, that he was going to join some team until you read all the way through it. And it's a much different deal. But, yeah, man, that's if you can get that work, get on with the team, man. Imagine you could stay there. You're in. Stay there 20, 30 years, you know, if you're Tellup. Why go anywhere else?
Yeah.
And he used to be the guy on recruiting. Now you rarely I don't even know if he does radio interviews anymore. I doubt he does as a member of the Spurs.
Lee Jenkins.
Maybe down there.
Lee Jenkins is the executive director of research and identity for the Los Angeles Clippers. Do you know what that is?
It sounds like a just a title they created for him.
Clearly, it is. I don't even know what that means. I don't think anybody does. But there you have it. Evan Daniels now with CAA.
Next story.
Right, good for Evan. That's a big move up. Houston's Alden Applewhite. This comes from the commercial appeal from Kari Thompson. Is headed to prep school. Also, following in the steps of some, let's face it, some locals recently who have done this. Kennedy Chandler headed to Sunrise Christian Academy, and now Alden Applewhite, who was one of the best prospects 2021 in the city area, was over at Houston High School. I believe before that had been at Lausanne. So this represents another jump for him. He's transferring to Arizona Compass Prep in Chandler, Arizona. For his senior season. The quote he gave the commercial appeals, I just want to get some more exposure and just play good competition every day in practice and in games. I will say this, Alden, whose brother played at Mississippi State, his father used to coach at Central High School. I watched him a couple of weeks ago playing in that pickup game over at the church that had Ja Morant, had all levels of guys, former pros like Lester Hudson, or guys that are still pros like Lester Hudson, college guys, former college guys, Adonis, Chris Crawford, those guys over there, Musa Cisse as well. Alden Applewhite was in that thing, and I tell you what, he played well. Yeah. Again, much like Kennedy Chandler, they stood out in that thing, and Alden does it with his size, 6'5", 6'6". Yep. A kid that and who's left-handed and can really – he's getting to a point where he can really fill it up with that shot. But he's a slasher, gets to the bucket. As Kari points out, he's the third Memphis Prep player ranked in the 24-7 composite class of 21 to leave. That's also including Musa Cisse. Kenny Chandler I mentioned earlier, but Musa Cisse, who's reclassified to 2020, which leaves a very familiar name in terms of the top local guy in terms of ranking – who to this point hasn't changed, I think I still believe is headed back to Houston from what we know. You might know more on this than me, but Mason Miller, State's top prospect in the class of 2021, the son of Mike Miller.
I expect him to finish up at Houston.
Okay.
Yeah, I expect.
And then what about his recruitment? Before we get back to all, just real quick on Mason's recruitment.
Yeah.
The crystal balls and all that, I'm assuming many had put in the pick before Mike leaves Memphis, of course, had Mason to Memphis.
Yeah,
that's,
he was never
That's
going
not
to
happening,
Memphis.
Right?
He was never going to go.
He was never going to go, even if Mike stays.
No,
because Mike doesn't stay after Jalen Green.
Well, like he wasn't. Mason wants to get out of Memphis. You know, sometimes you have kids that just.
You mentioned Ohio State.
Ohio State, Indiana, Creighton. Those are the three big ones.
Yeah, it's been hard to get out of Memphis though. If your dad's an assistant coach at the local,
you're right.
That's a little bit of a dynamic that you can't.
If Mike again, had still been there, but I mean, we're
he had one more year tops is what
exactly,
I get.
Exactly.
Jalen Green,
exactly.
He stays. I get that. Mike was going to be gone. That said, let's get back to Applewhite, the number five prospect in the state. He's got offers from Washington State, Iowa State, Prome, man. He just loves to recruit Memphis, St. John's, and Mississippi State as well. Averaged 15.5 points, 4.7 rebounds in his only season at Houston, headed to prep school. We saw, Matthew Morrell spend his last year over at IMG now, headed down to Ole Miss. It's becoming quite the thing to do, whereas you used to finish out. Or maybe typically you'd see, I remember Jarnell for a while flirted with Oak Hill.
Mm-hmm.
You'd see some of your best typically go. Let's face it, we don't even know, what the high school season's going to look like in terms of here locally, nationally, in terms of high school basketball. So there's that to take into account, too. But these guys, it gives them a chance at these prep schools to focus on basketball, academics, sort of the other stuff you can kind of push away and off to the side. And, Applewhite leaving town, becoming a trend. And, I suspect good things for him ahead, whether it's at Mississippi State, Iowa State, or wherever.
Yeah.
Next story.
All right, some 2K news. Damian Lillard is one of the cover athletes for NBA 2K21. So this is interesting because, as 2K puts out, I think, two or three different covers every single year. Who was it last year? Anthony Davis.
AD.
Were there multiple that last year as well, though? Dwayne Wade was one.
Maybe Kobe? I can't remember. Was he on last year's too? Maybe not.
I
know Dwayne Wade was.
So
I think people are talking about Kobe this year. So I got to be wrong on this year and Kobe.
Yeah. So there were two covers last year. It looks like Anthony Davis and Dwayne Wade
okay.
were the two covers last year. This year there are going to be three because. You have your current gen consoles, which are the PS4, the Xbox One. That will be Damian Lillard. So he'll be one of the first two. that gets released. And then there will be a Legends cover. And that has not been announced, but the assumption is Kobe for that. And then there will be a next-gen cover when the PS5 and the what's the new Xbox called? I'm sorry, Xbox is such an inferior system that I don't keep up with what they're going to call it. Series X. Xbox Series X is what they're going to call it. If you play Xbox, get your life together, man. I mean, what is wrong with you? I judge you. Not going to lie. If you play Xbox over PlayStation, something went wrong in your childhood. It did. And that's fine.
I've played Xbox, you know, played around on it, but never had one. Stepson did. He was fine with it. Didn't think, you know, are you judging him? Like, he was fine.
If you choose,
what's that?
You choose Xbox over PlayStation, yeah. I mean, I have
because I don't have the required hours on an Xbox. I'm really not one that could tell you the difference in gameplay and all that kind of stuff. So could say, hey, well, I'm judging that you're a bad person, like you do.
Yeah.
Because I haven't played enough on the Xbox.
You're a horrible person. One of the worst all.
What are you talking about? Aren't they cheaper?
I don't know what the price point is, but I mean, I don't. You know, we're talking about quality. Now, what has Xbox done since Halo? Can you name one other Xbox exclusive?
Exclusive? No. They do everything else that everybody does. The exclusives, no. Okay. Halo is the only thing.
PlayStation got The Last of Us. They got.
I don't even know what that is.
They got. They got God of War.
Is Grand Theft Auto on both?
Yeah, it's on both.
Okay.
Yeah. They got.
God of War. Okay. That's not something that makes it you all the way better than Xbox because you got God of War.
The Uncharted series. I mean.
Well, that was big for you.
The Uncharted series was. You never played it?
No.
Man, you'd have loved it. You really would have loved it. Drake, you know, Drake's Fortune or whatever. Ratchet and Clank.
Drake's Fortune.
Yeah. Days Gone. I mean, Horizon Zero Dawn. I mean, these are all. You know, Spider-Man is exclusive on PS4. I mean, Xbox has not done anything since Halo, and that nor will they ever again.
I can't dispute you there.
That being the case,
so the games are better, more creative. You're getting more from PlayStation and from the folks at Sony.
Exactly. But this is not a debate of PlayStation versus Xbox. There's going to be a Legends cover, and then in the next gen for the PS5 and the and the Xbox Series X, Zion Williamson will likely be the cover athlete of the next generation.
Of course. The non-rookie of the year.
What do we think about Damian Lillard, though, as the selection for, I mean, a non-playoff team? I mean, the best player on a non-playoff team right now getting the nod. I find it a little strange. I find it an odd pick, like a little bit of a reach, you know?
Oh, they've been holding him up for a while.
But they're not even in the playoffs right now.
The problem for the NBA and all this holding up of Damian Lillard that they do is that he ain't winning enough. You know, it's like Windhorst talked about this last time out. You know, it let you down last year in the playoffs. So, look, and I get that. Some of that's, you know, Dame can only do what he's going to do. And, look, Mike didn't win championships until he had a better team around him.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, this pedestal, this crowning that we've done of Dame. And, look, he's a good dude. Gives back. We see all that. He's clearly got a second talent that he's very good at in terms of his rap career.
Yep.
Like that's real. It's not it doesn't feel, you know, forced like Kobe or, you know, even Shaq as rappers. This was a real career, and I think, you know, the NBA considers him one of its thoughtful voices in the league. I don't know if it's not more whining than thoughtful.
Yeah.
That said, you know, they've held him up for a while now, and I think they're going to try to continue to.
Damian Lillard is the
Squeaky Wheel gets the oil too.
I'm just looking at the the last few, like, I mean, the last 20 years of these covers. Damian Lillard is the least winningest cover athlete in the history of the franchise.
I just think their backcourt's not. It's prolific with the scoring, but again, with CJ, it's two small guards, and I'm just not sure in today's NBA,
yeah,
like you can do it with two small guys. Like, it can become a liability.
Ben Wallace got it for some reason in 2005, but they were coming off a championship.
Yeah, and he was a defensive stalwart.
You know, so that's a weird one. That's a weird selection.
It's off a winner, though. It's off a winner.
Exactly.
That's the point. That's why you can justify.
You know, he won a chip. In 2013, they had D. Rose, KD, and Blake Griffin all on the same cover. The most comparable guy cover athlete-wise to Damian Lillard is they went with Paul George on the cover of 2K17. That's comparable. He was with the Pacers then. You know, he didn't win a whole lot. I mean, he won games. They were a fine regular season team, but they didn't make much noise championship-wise. So that's the only comparable athlete to Damian Lillard. But he's the least. He's the least. So
isn't he beloved for the most part in terms of outside of Memphis? I know we whine about him, and I think probably rightfully so, and they're getting their crack when they frankly probably shouldn't down in Orlando. But, you know, isn't he otherwise beloved?
I mean, he's a really good player.
You know, the good dad stuff. He does all the NBA. He's outspoken, does all their NBA care stuff. Like, for the most part, like, there's not a whole hell of a lot. Other than, you know, for Grizzlies fans, we're looking for a rival anyway. Makes it easier. But there's not a whole hell of a lot to hate with Dame Lillard. He's propped up for a reason. It's because he's one of the good guys for the most part all the way around. It feels like to me. I know here in Memphis we feel some kind of way about him. But it seems like the league loves him and kids love him. And I know out west they do.
He's
beloved, dude. Like, they like his rap and all that stuff.
Why not Kawhi Leonard, though? You know what I mean? Why not Kawhi? Kawhi deserves a cover. I know he's not like the most marketable guy, but he's a better player and he's got a championship.
The marketability,
you know, multiple championships.
The markability is what goes with Dame.
No, you're right. Damian's gonna embrace it in a way that Kawhi would not. You know, Kawhi wouldn't feel like, oh man, this is the best thing that's ever happened. Damian's already been doing interviews saying, I finally made it. I'm on the cover. So I guess given the fact that you don't want to do repeats, he's a decent selection in that.
Was he whining about being on, though?
Probably.
I bet he did.
Somewhere. I'm sure you can find that somewhere. So anyway, there you go. Dame Lillard is the cover athlete for the current gen. All right, we will come back. We'll ask Anthony Sain's thoughts on that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Stay informed on the latest news, political and election coverage, and business and financial updates with Radio.com. On your phone, smart speakers, and more. Radio.com gives you live local news, keeping you updated on the latest guidelines and reopening plans in your community. Stay up to date on what's going on around the country and the latest financial news from national news leaders like CNN, Fox News, Bloomberg, and more. Listen to the most trusted local and national news on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Taxpayers, listen up. The July 15th IRS tax filing deadline is just around the corner. If you're one of the millions of people affected by the recent unforeseen decline in the economy, then you need to take advantage of tax relief offered through the Fresh Start Initiative. If you or your business owe back taxes to the IRS or have years of unfiled tax returns, there is no better time than to see if you qualify for resolution or to significantly reduce what you owe. Call the hotline at Community Tax now to get your free tax assessment and see what programs you qualify for at 800-642-3615. Wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, and letters from the IRS can all be stopped through the programs being offered, but you must pick up the phone and call. At Community Tax, we have streamlined the process to help you get free from tax burdens faster than you ever thought possible. Call now for your free tax assessment before the July 15th deadline by dialing 800-642-3615, 800-642-3615, 800-642-3615.
Hey, Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone is one of the big reasons I've been able to keep my 2006 Mazda on the road so long. With more than 5,700 locations, they've helped me with everything from battery changes to replacing my brake pads. And with their same-day pickup, you can order online and get what you need in store or curbside. Have a job that can wait? AutoZone offers free next day delivery on orders over $35 if you order by 10 p.m. So you can get what you need when you need it. Visit AutoZone.com today to get started. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Imagine a coffee cup. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business. One of thousands on eBay, powered by millions of people, all working to get you exactly what you want. That's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go. And they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, did you already know how to ride?
I had never driven a motorcycle before My City Rides.
Tell us a little bit about scooter school.
Scooter school largely consisted of two parts. One part was a classroom format that focused on laws, safety, and equipment. The second part was actual on-scooter training in an empty nearby parking lot.
Were you scared at all?
I was terrified I would wreck the training scooter.
So how did it go?
So they didn't push us to do any of the exercises until we were ready. We started off slow. First was balancing, then riding in a straight line, then turning one way, then another. Towards the end, we worked on emergency techniques such as fast braking.
So what would you tell someone who is considering the My City Rides program?
If you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's almost impossible to find more reliable and more fun transportation for $90 a month. It's a lot of fun. It's also cheap.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
Learn the potter's wheel with today's Perks Deal. A private pottery lesson for two at Seize the Clay for only $100. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. On your cell, dial pound law. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bay can, not bay can't. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity. Honey butter goodness is spread. And the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the sound of Jeff's first ever low and slow Applewood smoked pork shoulder. And this...
Yes, yes, yes! Yes!
...is the sound he made when it fell right off the bone. Yeah, you okay there, Jeff?
Oh, it's beautiful!
Backyard grilling leaves the best marks. Kingsford. For recipes and inspiration, visit kingsford.com.
It's so on point, like it's so musically correct. I don't want to clash. Like I'm trying to just put like, that's what I'm saying. Bobby.
Step in the kitchen.
I'm trying to stay up on my iPhone.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
I know, trying to stay up on my iPhone. Told my bitch I love you. That was just a typo. That drive me crazy. She gon' make me psycho. Everything I've been through, something only I know. Hey, I'm a legend just like Michael. My bitch is ungrateful, so I'm out with my side hoe. She gon' treat me different. I should make her my hoe. She don't need no surgery. She don't
need Anthony Sane. You know him, you love him. He joins us every single Tuesday. He joins us now. Let's get it.
Now, it's Anthony Sane from Sports Illustrated's All Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Anthony Sane, what's the word?
Man, bro, I'm just trying to get some barbecue nachos, bro. All while avoiding Germantown.
Okay, there you have it. That's the mission today, barbecue nachos while avoiding there are plenty of places to do that, no?
Yeah, but, you know, like I talked about on Twitter, bro, I'm not a fan of barbecue nachos with, like, the nacho cheese sauce or the cheddar cheese sauce. Now, if you want to do like some queso or, you know, some rotel or something like that, I can work with that on the barbecue nachos. But or shredded cheese is my preference. Like the melted shredded cheese is the A1 when it comes down to the barbecue nachos to me. But the cheese sauce, I can't do it. And most of the restaurants in Memphis just do the cheese sauce.
The liquid cheese sauce. I'm with you on that,
I
saying.
Can't do it, bro.
Where does that come from?
Say what now?
Where does that even come from? Out of a can?
I don't know, bro. It's definitely a processed cheese. I just can't get with it. I'm fine with it if it's like regular nachos, like carnival-style nachos or whatever, or fair food. But like with the barbecue nachos, like real barbecue and dry rub and all that, nah, bro, I don't want the cheese sauce. Even with that shredded cheddar or something like that.
All right, so we will get to the Germantown situation a little bit later. Get your thoughts on that. But first things first, Damian Lillard is the cover athlete for NBA 2K21. We were just talking about it. And when you go through sort of the last 20 years of this video game, I mean, you've had Shaq, you've had KD, you've had, you know, D Rose. Damian Lillard is the least winningest cover athlete in the history of the NBA 2K series. What do you make of that choice?
I get it. I'm not surprised that someone like Damian, I mean, he's a pretty popular dude, you know what I mean? A lot of people like Dame across the league, but I mean, you know, he's on the great value cover of it, you know what I mean? So once the next gen version comes out, cuz a lot of people just won't buy the current gen version, cuz a lot of people are just kind of done with 2K period, especially when they could tell that they were putting all of their efforts into this, the next generation game, and they weren't really putting it. They were just throwing out anything for the current gen, with 20 being pretty much the same game as 19. So, no one will really care about Damian Lillard once the real one comes up.
What did you think of the Grizzlies' schedule? We haven't had a chance to ask you. Are you with? I think the Ringer had him at 87% making the 8 seed, and 71% in the playoffs. What do you think of it? Do you think it? Are they better off now than they were beforehand when they had to play the 17 schedules a little bit tougher? Portland and New Orleans both had two goes at you. What do you think of their chances?
I like it. A lot of people were complaining about it just looking at the names and the teams on the schedule. But if you just kind of peel back the layers and look, you know, at those certain situations, not particularly who they're playing but when they're playing them, I think it's really going to work out in the Grizzlies' favor, especially the last three games with Boston, Toronto, and Milwaukee. Ending the eight-game stretch or whatever, those teams really don't have much to play for at all. And I think that by the time the Grizzlies play them, I wouldn't be surprised if all three teams either rest their starters or you don't see full regular rotation minutes from their starters in those games. Because I think a lot of people forget we're playing in a pandemic, you know, so not only are injuries a concern, you kind of want to, like, eliminate as much exposure as you can, you know what I mean, especially when you're playing a team that's living in a different hotel than you're in. I wouldn't be surprised if teams, you know, start playing their reserves more and kept their stars off the court, period. Plus, Utah has not only the with Bogdanovich being out, but you also have the issues with Donovan Mitchell and I forgot his name.
Gobert and
Donovan Mitchell. Those guys have those. We haven't seen those guys on the court since they had open issues with each other. So we never know what can happen with that dynamic. The Thunder, we played well against the Thunder so far this season. They're kind of in the middle of the West. You don't know whether they're trying to win, lose, or whatever they're trying to do. You got the Spurs without LaMarcus Aldridge. And then the two games between Portland and New Orleans, you know, they're big games. And you can't feel sorry for the Grizz if they don't take advantage of the opportunity to put those teams in a bigger hole.
Yeah, we're talking to Anthony Sain, covers the Grizzlies for Sports Illustrated, allgrizzlies.com. Yesterday we saw more guys opt out. DeAndre Jordan, who does get, I mean, real minutes. I mean, he is a real player for the Nets. Spencer Dinwiddie is on the fence. What do you make of, I think 95% of the league is pretty much on board with this. But the 5%, I will say, like, I DeAndre Jordan's a big name. Spencer Dinwiddie's a big name. Are you surprised that those are the kinds of guys that are opting out of, you know, Avery Bradley? You know, he's a rotation player on a championship contender. He's not playing. Did you expect this? Has it been more than you expected? Sort of, what do you think of all of this?
It's about what I'd expect. I'm not surprised to see guys opting out for whatever reason, especially if health concerns, especially the case like Avery Bradley, you know what I mean, who's got the child who had the respiratory issues. You can't knock any man for putting his child's safety before anything, because we don't know, man. This stuff is so uncertain. We don't really know the effect it'll have, even though it seems like the guys would be pretty safe on the bubble campus. you know, it could be, you know, who knows what could go down once they get down there, and you don't want guys bringing anything home. So I get it. I don't think it'll be many more guys between now and then. I think, you know, the Nets situation is just kind of peculiar anyway, with them being teammates of Kyrie Irving. Who knows what they're doing. They may be taking a stance as well as having the coronavirus. So, you know, I'm not really surprised at anything you might see. I don't think it'll be many more guys, but I don't have any issue with guys, you know, exercising their right not to play at all.
You know, when I first heard him saying it this morning, Stephen A. Smith, I thought maybe he's talking tongue-in-cheek. He's trying to be funny. He's talking on First Take about how he thinks within the first few weeks that athletes won't be able to stay away from the sneaking folks in, getting some women in or whatever it's going to be, right? But the time before you can bring your family down, and that might lead to the bubble bursting. If you're going down saying, aren't you committed to this point enough that you're willing to, and I know it's men and asking, you know, what men need or whatever else, but aren't you committed right. to the idea of sort of being isolated for a while if you're making that decision to go down? I don't know. How much of a threat, I guess, do you see that as, saying that folks just kind of bringing in folks that, and not worrying so much about the bubble and the precautions?
Well, I think the majority of guys are going to do exactly what they need to do. I mean, these are grown millionaires we're talking about, man. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if guys are, you know, sneaking women in or whatever. Who knows? We live in a culture where, you know, these guys, they can go on Instagram and order women almost like DoorDash. So who knows?
Can they get through the gates of Disney, though? Can you get them through with all them damn gates Disney's got?
I think we've seen stranger things happen, bro, you know? So I never question what a man can do with a whole lot more money than I have, you know.
But like,
they may have some girls getting flown in and they just drop them from the helicopter.
Parachutes.
Who knows?
Well, that is going to test the fortitude of the bubble if that's going down.
But look, man, are we really saying that we don't have the technology and the resources at our disposal?
You keep talking about technology.
To go, well, there's technology, bro. I mean, there is. I mean,
I have some hologram girls out there or something, man. Who knows?
I've already told you about the technology.
I'm not going to talk about your blow-up dolls.
Well, I mean, dude, it's a reality. It's a thing that's out there. I'm just saying, though, man, like, we can't go 3 weeks without it. You know what I mean? Come on. If we're trying to win a title, you can't put that to the side for 3 weeks.
Some wild boys, though, man. You never know what they may have going on.
I mean, in the young teams, I would worry about. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't going to lie to you. Like, the Grizz.
Or teams
like,
that got nothing to lose, like, don't think they've got a chance. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, LeBron and them,
sons, man. Like,
you know,
why not? You know?
Right.
Well,
yeah.
LeBron is like, LeBron's married with kids, man. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to, he's going to have
anybody on that Lakers team that ain't, though.
Right.
But, like, it's serious for them. They want to get all the
exactly.
way to the end. And
LeBron's
the same thing with the
Bucks.
Look
after them himself.
Right. That's
He'll
what I'm saying.
To it personally.
He's going to make sure. He's already had that talk with JR. What do you think the Pelicans' chances are? Saying we've gone back and forth on this. They kept it easy for them schedule-wise, and they, Lord knows they're going to be on national television. Feels like maybe 7 of the 8, 6 of the 8. What do you suspect? Is it them the Grizzlies are playing in the play-in, and what does that look like?
I wouldn't be surprised if the Pelicans kind of disappoint the people who are crowding them.
Interesting.
Man. I mean, they have a pretty easy schedule, relatively whatever, but it's like we've described the Pelicans to be some type of world beaters ever since Zion's been there, but they're 10-9. They're around 500 mm-hmm. ever since Zion's back, and they've got 8 games left, and even if they were to win every game, you're talking about a team that would be 36-36 on the season. They'd be a 500 team if they went 8-0, and you know that probably won't happen. So you're talking about a team that we're crowning that's probably going to have a losing record by the end of the season, more than likely.
Yeah.
And they've been a 10-9 team with Zion, and they've been 8 games below 500 for the majority of the season. So I don't understand why everyone expects them to be some type of world beaters now, because I think they'll pretty much be, you know, they'll be to form. They've been what they've always been. So I think it's 5-3, 4-4 is probably what you'd expect them to be. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Grizzlies end up doing better than that, and a game up for them and just eliminating them from the whole situation.
Are we overlooking the Kings, who have a similarly easy schedule, and we're playing some good basketball, albeit before what's been a very long break? I don't even think you can put them back together and say, hey, you could just pick up where you left off. But are you giving the Kings much of a chance? Like, I've crossed off San Antonio without LaMarcus. I've gotten to the point saying where even Portland, with bringing back reinforcements with that schedule, I'm not sure they can get it done, and they only got the Grizz one time. What about the Kings, though? You counting them out, or are you counting them in?
Well, you guys know, I said I've got the Kings ahead of those two teams anyway. I said that even before the scheduling came out. And then seeing their schedule and seeing that they get to play the Pelicans head-to-head, I'm not counting out the Kings, man. I think they were playing some great ball before the season ended. And they're young and dangerous. They've got shooters. They've got De'Aaron Fox. I wouldn't count those guys out at all. And like I said, I look at them as being more dangerous than Portland and the Pelicans. And they're a real threat. And like I said, their schedule is fairly, you know, same as well. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Kings be our biggest threat, period.
Interesting. We're talking to Anthony Sain, covers the Grizzlies for allgrizzlies.com. Fills in here on 92.9 FM ESPN. By the way, how has your life changed, Anthony, ever since you became a fill-in host here on 92.9?
Just been getting a lot of love, man. A lot of people have been supporting me, which I really appreciate. I got a call from Jarvis Greer after I did Jeff's show, and he was just talking about, not going to share everything me and Jarvis talked about, but just basically saying how proud of me he was, and just to see another black man on the radio. I had a friend of mine said something on Facebook that I didn't think about, and she said it really blessed her to listen to me for 2 hours, and then as soon as I went off, she heard Jason Smith come on. She said to hear two black men on Memphis Sports Radio back-to-back, it just almost brought tears to her eyes. I was like, oh, crap, I didn't think about it. You know what I mean? So it's just monumental to me, man. Like, it means a lot. It's an honor. And, you know, it's a dream of mine, of course, to, you know, host radio. And to be able to do it now is just, you know, it's been great.
Yeah. When's your next gig here? Do you know?
Well, I'm hosting for Jeff tomorrow and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this week. Gotcha. I'm hosting Jeff's show again. Yeah.
Good for you.
Outstanding.
All right. Will Lloyd Crawford be one of your guests?
You know what? I'm going to have to see if I can book that, bro. So me and Brad need to figure that out? Yeah.
You get with Brad. I mean, what would you like to – I mean, would you really, like, want to have a conversation with him? Or like, what would you even say?
I think that would be great, man. I just – first of all, I had to ask him where I can get some good barbecue nachos. And then just kind of see where he's at, man, because that's another thing, too, that I talked about on Twitter as well. In order for us to really get – to the other side of the racial issues we have in this country, we have to be able to have a conversation where we admit our issues, man, or where we figure out where we went wrong and just try to figure out ways to get it right, you know? You know, there was a guy that was – he kept saying, you know, let's talk. I was like, bro, you don't want to talk because you clearly have your own stance and you're trying to tell us as black people what we experienced. So you don't want to talk, bro. You just want to grandstand. So you know, I'd love to have that dude on if he could come on tomorrow. Maybe we can find a way to make that happen.
What do you think about Ja's clarification, Sain?
People have to remember this about Ja, and I'll talk about this probably tomorrow as well. Ja is a 20-year-old young man who grew up in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he's seen good cops, he's seen bad cops. And I wish people would understand that every time someone says something derogatory towards the police or something like that, it's not a blanket statement. We understand that there are some good cops, but we also have to stop lowering the bar of what good is. You know what I mean? I shouldn't praise a cop for not killing somebody. You know what I mean? Like, that, it should be a much higher standard of what a good cop is or whatever. So I'm not mad at Ja for clarifying it. A lot of people are saying he shouldn't have clarified it, but that's just the time we live in, man. With everything people say, you have to come out and clean it up,
right?
Because somebody's going to be offended on both sides, you know, of it or whatever. So, it just shows his maturity as well to be able to come out and put a statement out like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's still a 20-year-old guy, man, and I can't tell someone how to vent their frustrations, especially when people haven't gone through the things that John's gone through. Because, yes, he did have police officers that treated him well when he was in Murray. And, yes, there are police officers that protect him as a member of the Memphis Grizzlies, but I'm sure he's had some unfavorable occurrences with police officers as well.
Exactly. Hey, Anthony, man, we can't wait to hear you tomorrow. Tomorrow you can hear two black men back-to-back on 92.9 FM ESPN from 9 to 11, and then Jason is the first voice on this show. So that's happening Wednesday and Thursday. We'll be listening, Anthony. Appreciate the time, as
always.
Appreciate
you, Sain.
All right, brother.
Yep. He is Anthony Sain. Read him at allgrizzlies.com. You can hear him tomorrow on filling in for the Jeff Calkins show. So there you go. When we come back, have some news. Have some very disturbing news.
It was also a commitment while we were on the
air
with Sain.
Yes, saw locally. That. Yeah. Are you a YouTube TV subscriber?
Yes, you know that.
I have some very bad news for you.
No. I can't do any more bad news in 2020.
Oh.
Can't do any more bad news this month of June.
This perhaps could be the worst. This is the last month of June ever in the world's history. This is
according
the
to you.
This is the icing on the cake. I'll tell you about it.
Lord.
And for all our YouTube TV subscribers, you'll want to hear this. Back him in at Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm Kelly Erb with Mark Spensdorf Realtors, and I just had to ask. Sheldon, did you really just buy a set of golf clubs and you never tried them out?
Yep, that's right.
And Sheldon, didn't you tell me whenever you buy a car, you never test drive it?
Again? Yep.
Don't you think that's pretty bizarre since you always tell people to talk to two or three agents when they sell their home?
Yes, it is. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, and I'm also with Mark Spensdorf Realtors with Kelly. It's funny. We tell people that you should always talk to more than one agent to find out not only what they think about your home, but more importantly, what they will do for you. And you really need to make sure and include us in the interview process.
I agree, because how are you going to find out about our strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option? And as people often say, when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
That's Sheldon Rosengarten and Kelly Erb. Call or email us at memphisrelocate.com or 682-1868. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
I had cancer for the fourth time.
I have bipolar disorder.
I was hit by a car.
I have a rare disease.
I have Down syndrome.
Children's health care in the United States is severely underfunded.
We can't wait while the debate over a funding solution continues.
Kids can't wait. Give to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital's COVID-19 Impact Fund. Text CHILD to 51555. CHILD to 51555.
Hey, Memphis, if your air conditioning is not keeping up with the Memphis heat, call Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air today. You can reach us at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
The Summer Clearance Event is here at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Shop thousands of items and get up to 50% off your favorite brands in-store and online. Get your summer fun on at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Event excludes firearms and ammo. Shop now while supplies last.
Join Meghan Trainor on Tuesday, June 30th, live on Facebook for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. Our generation is powerful. We need to come together to create a future that we want to live in. Filling out your 2020 census is the one thing we can do to shape our future. Take the census now. Come on, everyone. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Meghan live on her Facebook at Meghan Trainor Songs on June 30th at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific with superstars Cam Jordan of the Saints and Breonna Stewart of the Seattle Storm.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bacon, not bacant. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity, honey butter goodness is spread, and the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the sound of Jeff's first ever low and slow Applewood smoked pork shoulder. And this...
Yes, yes, yes! Yes!
...is the sound he made when it fell right off the bone. Are you okay there, Jeff?
Oh, it's beautiful!
Backyard grilling leaves the best marks. Kingsford. For recipes and inspiration, visit kingsford.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. On your cell, dial pound law. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go. And they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, did you already know how to ride?
I had never driven a motorcycle before My City Rides.
Tell us a little bit about Scooter School.
Scooter School largely consisted of two parts. One part was a classroom format that focused on laws, safety, and equipment. The second part was actual on-scooter training in an empty nearby parking lot.
Were you scared at all?
I was terrified I would wreck the training scooter.
So how did it go?
So they didn't push us to do any of the exercises until we were ready. We started off slow. First was balancing, then riding in a straight line, then turning one way, then another. Towards the end, we worked on emergency techniques such as fast braking.
So what would you tell someone who is considering the My City Rides program?
If you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's almost impossible to find more reliable and more fun transportation for $90 a month. It's a lot of fun. It's also cheap.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
You gotta get your fireworks because the 4th of July is right around the corner. I don't know, by the sounds of it, some of y'all have already been by Boom City, but if you haven't yet, get on by Boom City Fireworks. They got two locations, 3rd Street South or Get Well at State Line Road for the Mid-South largest fireworks selection. They're open daily from 8 a.m. to 12 midnight. Get out of the heat, get into the air conditioner at Boom City Fireworks. They got the largest selection and the biggest discounts of fireworks in the Mid-South right there at Boom City Fireworks. They got them all. They got the sparklers, the Roman candles, the firecrackers, assortments, reloadables, rockets, and more. Just check them out on Facebook for all the information. Boom City Fireworks. They got those monster reloadables for just 25% off. Power candles are $3.97. Look for the red tag discount and other specials when you get to the store. Again, two locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Boom City Fireworks. Get over there. That's Boom City Fireworks. I promised you some bad news, and I'm going to deliver it to you. Someday I'll have good news for you. That day ain't today. Price going up. Price going up on ya.
You know I don't like that news.
Price going up on ya. If you got YouTube TV.
I mean, you knew I just left DirecTV partly because of the price.
Yeah, the price was good, wasn't it?
Price was good for what I came to, yes, at YouTube TV. You're telling me it ain't going to be good for much longer?
No.
It's not?
Right now, YouTube TV is $49.99
with
$54 with tax.
We're all paying the same thing.
Which is nothing.
It's beautiful.
I mean, it's great. And you get like 70 channels and you get everything you need.
I haven't missed DirecTV at all. So for those of you all that are saying, hey, Jason, you won't miss it. Thank you. You were absolutely right.
So YouTube TV, which we've advocated for on this show for months. I made the switch.
Bit of a pause because of the regional networks, the Fox Sports. But once we found out we were good there.
We got the deals done.
We were saying go forth.
The price is about to go up. YouTube TV announced in a statement today, as we continue to evaluate how to provide the best possible service and content for you, our new membership price will be.
I mean, we got a pandemic going on. You can't double up.
$64.99.
Oh, stop. You acting, man, dude, you sit up here and sold that as if they were doubling up.
Man, they went from $49 to $64. I mean, that's a
$15.
What percentage of that is that? 15%.
And so with the tax, we'll be what? Sitting on right about a little under 70 now, right?
Okay, so hold on. 15.
Or right at 70.
That's a 30% increase. That's a huge increase. You know, I mean, it just on the raw increase. Because it's going to keep going up. That's the problem. It's not going to just stop at 60. I mean, when they rolled out YouTube TV the first time, it was $39.99.
Well, okay.
Then it went up to $49.99. And now it's going from $49.99 to $64.99.
It's still so much cheaper.
But, okay, so here is
the question is, are they good enough to continue to believe that they can continue to go up? Is it providing that much of a service at this point that I can't just go elsewhere if they decide, you know what, we're leaving $64 right. and we're going to $89.99?
I do have some good news for you.
We need some.
With this price change. And perhaps this will put it over the top and it'll be easier for you to stomach. But one day. They are adding several channels as part of this.
Well, they need to because let's face it, it gets it done, but it's pretty basic.
Yeah. CMT.
Oh, great.
Comedy Central. MTV.
Okay.
Nickelodeon. Paramount Network.
Keep coming.
TV Land. VH1.
Okay. I know what that means. You got one more, don't you?
Hands to the heavens, no man, no
about time.
Formed against, yes, glory.
About time.
Everyday women. There's one heavyweight that I have not mentioned that is joining the YouTube TV lineup.
Don't tease me, exactly. Come on through, Black Lives.
BET is now going to be on YouTube TV. Now, do you watch BET or would you watch BET?
What are you talking about? We watch all the
damn programming time. Do they got on BET?
I watch the BET Awards every year.
Okay, they got the. That's it? That's the only thing you want?
Dude. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.